Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is refreshing!
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 3:07 on DGS. As Dave announced before his departure, it's like an airplane announcing his departure for the day. He'll be back tomorrow as normal. We're still going live on Facebook Live. So if you go to the Dave Glover Show Facebook page, we're up there. In the not too distant future, we're going to be on the DGS YouTube page, right?
Yep, we will have a YouTube page, and I don't know, maybe we won't just post streams there. Maybe we'll post other fun stuff too. So as soon as we have that up and running, it'll be on the Dave Glover Show Facebook, and you can check it out. And we'll obviously give out the handle and stuff on air too.
So how did I just end up in the dark?
What do you mean?
Look at the screen. So like a minute ago, it was fine, and I had turned. There's a ring light here. Like there's a ring light like right here. And it was like,
oh, that normal. Worked.
And now, what's going on?
I think it's because you have that light shining in behind you that's kind of messing with everything.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like every time I'm trying to turn it and move, and we'll figure it out. Because if I turn it enough, as it is the way it's set up, no, people don't care about the setup of our studio. But if I'm straight ahead, I'm not looking at anyone. I'm staring at an empty space where Dave used to be. And then you're to the right, Rage, and Andrew's to the left. I can't in any way look at both of you at the same time. So I'm trying to set it up so that I'm looking somewhat in your direction because we're in the same room, and then I can see Andrew on the camera. So I don't know. If it looks weird and I'm moving around a lot, that's why I'm doing it, trying to figure that out. Do you guys I know we all hate this stuff, but do you guys ever play around in the snow when you're in your car?
No, I don't.
What do you
slip and slide around for fun? That sounds horrible.
That? Like fishtail,
no.
You know, in an empty parking lot, maybe do a quick stop and slide a little bit and all
that.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Do you?
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm impressed. I love doing that. I did it this morning.
If I'm on like a road and there's no one else around and I have to take like a tight turn, I'll let a little spin happen.
Yeah, I try not to do it on any like real roads. I try to keep it to like an empty neighborhood street or like my street today. There was nothing on it. No cars parked on it. Mm-hmm. And as I'm coming out of my driveway and I started going forward, I'm like, and I hit the gas pretty hard and I did a little fishtail and I did a little back and then I got it all straight and then went on.
What happens if you can't get your car all straight again?
Oh, you can.
Yeah, it's
yeah. You got to be careful. Like, you don't floor it. If you floor it, you're going to spin. If you just do it a little bit, you start to feel that little, like the little fishtail, that just a little bit. As soon as you feel that, you kind of spin back the wheel the other way, and then you start to get leveled out, and you can just play around.
Gives you a rush.
I like doing that. It's fun. I think it's good practice, too. I'm not going to lie. I think it's practice. If it ever happens accidentally, you got the reflexes built in because you're practicing. It's even better in an empty parking lot. This is a terrible question. Rachel, I know your answer will be not, like you haven't. Andrew, I don't know if you ever have, but when's the last time you did donuts in a parking lot? In snow, obviously, because I'm not the idiot that's going to go wear out my tires on a regular one by just like squealing around. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even remember when the last time I would have done that was.
Oh, that was a couple of weeks ago.
I wouldn't want to lose control of my car for one second because I feel like I'm never getting it back.
Never get it. Yeah, yeah. Like, no, I get that.
This is karma for me, like flying too close to the sun, me trying to do tricks in the snow. I need to stay on the straight and narrow path.
Yeah, well, I was texting with someone last night. This is literally what I learned to drive in. I literally did driver's training in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Like my first experience, my dad took me out in it. You know, my high school driving instructor was actually our wrestling coach and my gym coach, we actually went out to empty parking lots and did these things on purpose. Like, go really fast and slam on the brakes and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And what does your car do? And then how do you handle that when that happens? Get into a donut, get into a spin, and how do you get out of it? Do the fishtail-y thing, like you're coming around a turn, and how do you balance that out? Now it's fun. Now I don't want to do it with other cars are around. I'm not going to do it anywhere where there might be an obstacle, like a parking lot with, say, light poles. Right. you don't want to be anywhere near anything like that. But it's still kind of fun.
So you're not supposed to slam on the brakes. You're supposed to pump your brakes if something happens.
Yeah, or right? Tap. Now, with anti-lock brakes, it should be okay depending on the car and depending on the setup. Like, anti-lock brakes are meant to kind of do that for you. But yeah, I mean, you definitely, if you don't have ABS, although I think most modern cars do, you definitely don't want to like slam it and push it to the floor, because then you're going to lose control, right? Then you're going to be into the full spin. But yeah, it's fun. It's a good time. I enjoy it. So when you guys are thinking about, thanks, John. John says, who cares? I don't know, John. You tell me. What do you want me to talk about? Who cares?
Well, you don't have to watch it. I mean, I'm sure there's another thing.
No, just it's fine. It's fine. Just, you know. Listen, if you want to pick, this is probably, if you guys would probably agree, Rachel, Andrew, the difference between Dave and I is Dave is nice and I'm mean.
Yeah. Wheels is not going to let you get away with it.
Yeah.
I like to fight. So if you want to pick a fight, I'm going to go ahead and take it. I'm going to accept the challenge. That's how I am. It's part of why I love being in this setup, because I'm the only one that's a weirdo in that way. Like, everybody else is nice. Rach, you're nice. Andrew, you're nice. Dave is nice. I am sometimes nice.
I don't know. Andrew wasn't that nice during the first hour today. He kept coming for people.
You were. Yeah. You were bringing it today. Was there a reason for that? Like, was it just, were you just feeling it?
I just like to be mean to Chris, specifically. I think it feels good.
Here's the thing, too, is on the air, Andrew will be really mean to Chris, and then Chris will just like hang back and be like, oh no, I can't believe this is happening to me. Whereas in like the office or something, Chris will be just as mean.
Oh, yeah. Chris is like dumps out salt shakers on my head and stuff. And then once we, because that's what he does, he's a manipulator. So that's what he does. Like, behind the scenes, he's like that. And then once we get in here and I'm like, yeah, Chris, you look stupid, he's like, that wounds me.
He also does, like, they'll be fighting, like, actively equally fighting with each other, and then Chris will turn to me and be like, Rachel, do you see what he's doing? I'm like, I can't get involved with you two. I'm on no one's side. Everyone's at fault.
I love Ronch, but Ronch, he's not, because he's an only child, but he has little brother energy. Like, he's got the, like, pokey and run kind of thing, or the smack you in the back of the head and run kind of thing. And by the way, I'm glad that Ronj is the way Ronj is. I think it's awesome. I think it livens us up.
Paul says, how to slide properly. CPR. Correct, pause, recover. Timing is everything.
Yeah. Yes.
That's great advice.
And not for nothing, I do actually fully agree with Kevin that doing it on purpose now and again is like, it's good practice. Because it's good. It's good to, like, I hadn't done it in a really long time, and yesterday morning, I was coming in and I slid pretty bad and almost hit somebody. And I realized like, man, I've almost like forgotten how to do that.
I think the most important thing is staying calm.
Yeah, it's nothing replicates the real thing, right? But in reality, like, think of anything that you would practice. Is practice ever like the real thing? In any real way? Like, when you're practicing tennis, is it the same as competing?
Oh, I've never competed.
Oh, well.
You know, like, but I'm going to guess no.
I can tell when you go to the U.S. Open.
I'll speak from the baseball background. Batting practice is not the same as an at-bat.
Yeah.
Even live. So if you're looking at, we'll talk to Matt Pauly in a little bit, by the way. So if you're seeing all these videos coming out from Jupiter now, they do a thing they call live batting practice. So it's a live pitcher. Like today, Sonny Gray was pitching, and then he's throwing, I don't know, it depends on the day, but maybe he's throwing, let's say he's going to throw 30 pitches or 35 pitches facing hitters. So, and it'll be like an at-bat. So Jordan Walker will hit and J.J. Weatherholt will hit and Nolan Arenado will hit. Even that's not the same as a live game at-bat. It just doesn't feel the same. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have the same dynamic. And nothing can can match the real thing. Training for anything does not match doing the thing. So, like, if you're out on a training mission in the Army, or if you're training to be a pilot and you're on a simulator, that's not the same thing as actually landing a plane.
Yeah.
Like a real-life plane. And then you throw in real-life plane with 200 passengers on it. Right? These things are different, but that doesn't mean the practice doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because what you're trying to get past is... Oh, man, I'm going into coach mode. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, I like it. I need to hear this kind of stuff.
Because what you're getting past is you're getting past the thinking part.
Uh-huh.
You want to do things without thinking when the real thing happens.
Yeah.
And that's why, even though I do it because I'm a clown and I like doing it, I think it's fun. My car's spinny. It actually is really good to just have the reflexes. And nobody, by the way, this is all for entertainment purposes only. This is not meant to be any kind of driving instruction. I am not an expert in my field. Just describing my own goofy tendencies and why I do them.
So in the Camaro, I know you have a lot of experience driving in the snow, and you're talking about, you know, once in a while you go out there and goof off a little bit. Are you, though, like pretty in tune with the rest of the flow of traffic?
Oh, yeah.
The weather is like this.
No, that's why when we joke about, you know, the guys in the four wheel, I shouldn't assume guys, but the people in their four wheel drives that are hauling ass in snow. Like, you might think you're fine, but you're fine until you're not.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the faster you go, the less time you have to recover from anything. And that's why the flow of traffic matters. You know, like, and again, I've said this a million times. I know, you know, Dave is a slow driver by his own admission. Even in, we're talking normal circumstance, mm-hmm. right? He's a slow driver. How are you, Rach?
If I'm
you're
pretty slow.
So you're a slow driver?
I don't like to drive super fast.
Andrew?
Very slow.
Very slow. Okay. I'm typically a fast driver. So if it's a normal setting, I'm probably going above the speed limit by a bit. I'm not going 20 over, but I'm going over it a bit, but not if traffic dictates I shouldn't,
mm-hmm.
right? If it's crowded, I fit into that. I don't force it, because that's how you get into trouble, is when you take away your time. And, you know, I think that it's all a sliding scale. How many cars? What's the weather? You know, what's the road condition? How narrow are the lanes? Where's your room for error? All of that stuff. That's why I joke with Andrew. I do. I treat driving like a video game a little bit.
Yes, he does.
No, I do. I really do, because it keeps my brain active as to what I'm doing. So I'm not racing. I don't treat it like... I'm not playing Forza, Andrew. I'm not in a racing game trying to get to the finish line. It's just more of, how can I get to the empty spaces? That's kind of my game. Where are the empty spaces? Because empty spaces means there's nothing there to hit me. It's kind of my game.
You know what I get really bad anxiety about when I'm driving? People on the right. I'm always worried that someone in the right lane is going to pop out in front of me as I'm driving quickly past them. And I just have to get over that and be like, hey, if that happens, there's nothing you can do really to prevent someone not looking and just getting out in front of you. But it's something like I struggle with every day. I'm like, oh, I hope they don't do it. And then I just like calm myself down and it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it's a valid concern.
Yeah.
You know, the unpredictability of people is why things are as weird as they can be on there. All right. So 3:30 is going to be normal. Dave Murray's going to join us. We'll get the latest on the weather, this cold, how long it's going to last, how long will we have this snow on the ground. Matt Pauly's going to join us from Jupiter at 4 o'clock, and we got a few other things to mix in as well. It's TGS on KMOX. All right, back in on DGS. Dave will be back tomorrow. We got Dave Murray, so we'll have a Dave here in a few minutes. Dave Murray will join us after the news to tell us what's going on with all this weather. Matt Pauly will join us from Jupiter at 4 o'clock. I need help from you guys, Rach and Andrew. I need help from my millennials.
What's up?
As you're my millennials. That was really weird. I don't know why I said it that way.
Millennials assemble.
Yeah. Why do I have so many lady bots on Twitter?
Ooh,
so as an example,
kind?
I will post something like I did earlier today. And it was a baseball take. It was about Yadier Molina. Mm-hmm. And it was just a replying to somebody else. And instantly, I mean, like, instantly, I have a like on that. Like, before anybody could have ever seen it, there's a like, and it's from Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Specifically, Michelle 912-86330.
She can be real.
Yeah. And obviously, there's a link there. When you click on the bio, there's a link they're trying to get you to click. And it just says, my hot photo and video, free chat, witch me. W-I-C-H, witch me. And then it's got like a strawberry symbol and a little fire and some other emojis I will not be describing. And Like, what's the...
I like this girl.
Do those things... He's like, I like Michelle.
I like this girl.
Do these work?
I think they obviously work on some people because there's so many of them.
I mean, yeah, it's a bot that has no followers and follows no one.
There wouldn't be a trillion of them if they didn't work. I don't think they work sometimes. I think they work a lot.
Like, who clicks on that? Like, I clicked on it to be like, oh, who's Michelle? And I'm like, oh, all right, so Michelle is a bot. Nice to meet you, bot. Why would you click the link? I feel like you're going to get hacked. You're going to get...
I think there are a lot of people who aren't super savvy, but they do find themselves on social media, and maybe they're lonely, and they're like, "Hey, this
I mean,
young lady wants a piece of the wheels."
Are we guys that stupid that all it takes is a picture of a hot chick, and you're like, "Yep, I'm clicking that link."
I think that's a resounding yes.
All right, 3:35 here on DJ.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Yes, that means it's time to welcome in Dave Murray. Hello, Dave
Murray. Hello
there.
Hello, hello.
How you doing?
Good.
You're not in the snow and cold, though.
You said that like Joey Tribbiani. You were like, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Doing okay.
I was hitting on you, Dave. How you doing?
No, like that. The word "hit" may mean something else.
Yeah, that's with this weather, it should be, Dave. I'm not gonna lie, man. You did that.
It's all my fault.
The Joey thing must just be a generational thing because we watch that show, and it just must be my default when I say that.
How you doing?
From having watched every Friends episode live and in real time, because that's how you had to do it back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Back when we had to walk to school, Dave, uphill both ways.
Okay. You know, I grew up in a part of the country that some of my friends' fathers were somewhat involved in the mob. So it means a whole different thing to me.
Interesting.
We need stories.
I was aware of stuff that was going on.
Dave, we need stories. If they can't be told on the air, then we need to have them off the air.
Well, I can tell you one thing, that we had a dead fish show up on our front step one day.
What's a dead fish mean?
That's not good.
It's not good? Were you in trouble?
No.
Sleep with the fishes.
No. Yeah, sleep with the fishes. There you go.
Wait, was your dad in trouble?
No, but he was involved in a lot of contract negotiations.
I got you.
That involved trucks and fuel oil trucks and refineries and stuff like that. So it was just a little warning shot over there.
Well, according to this, it is, quote, generally considered threatening or harassing.
Well,
just as a form of intimidation. All right.
Yes.
I'd never heard of a fish on the doorstep, and I've watched a lot of mob movies. I did see the whole, you know, the horse in bed, the horse's head in the bed, and I know the sleep with fishes. We all know that one. But
I think the horse, that was a specific example.
Yes, it was.
That horse was so
meaningful,
precious to the guy,
to the movie guy, right? It was the movie guy,
right?
Yeah, I forget his name though. I haven't seen the movie in a while. I learned a lot from The Godfather. How you doing?
Dave, did you watch The Sopranos? And did you?
I love The Sopranos.
Okay, I'm always just curious, like if people are familiar with that world at all, like how that translates.
No, it was extra fun watching it with Janice, my wife, because
is Janice in the mob?
No, but five or six times during every show, she would go, "How do you know that?
I got you. Man, you made it sound like she knew stuff.
No.
Man, I want to meet Janice now, too. That's cool. All right, so we got through it, Dave. The snow wasn't too bad, but the cold sucks.
The cold is awful. There's one more batch of light snow and flurries coming through. It's not quite into St. Louis yet, but between now and, let's say, 8 o'clock tonight, a little band of light snow and flurries. There could be a dusting across the area. It's very, very dry, fluffy snow again. We are in the teens. We'll be in the teens for evening plans and going down to 2 degrees. That's not a record. The record's -4, but two is close enough to the record. On Thursday, 18 for the high. But when we wake up in the morning with temperatures around 2 or 3 degrees, the wind chill is going to be about -10, down to 5 Thursday night, Friday 28, then 15 Friday night. The weekend is looking better. 38 and sunshine on Saturday. That's about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. Very cold in the morning. Sunday, very cold in the morning, but sunny skies and 48. And then Monday, sunny skies and 58 for the high. So as we get through the weekend, any snow that's on the ground will be long gone.
Nice. I want to hear that. Because with all that's going on down in Jupiter, Dave, I just want to believe that spring, that opening day is closer than it really is.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that far.
It's not that far, really.
It's not that far. It's amazing.
It's like 6 weeks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But snow makes it feel like it's 6 months.
Yeah, but it's there. It's closer. It feels better.
Next week, it'll feel better.
Okay.
Those 50s will be like, yay, here we go. Want to do some headlines, Rach?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. We talked a little bit yesterday about Pope Francis. Well, he has developed pneumonia in both of his lungs, and his condition remains complex, according to the Vatican. He's 88 years old, and he's been suffering from this respiratory infection for more than a week and was admitted to the hospital on Friday. Now, I did see on CNN earlier that things are looking up, like they're feeling a little bit more positively, but just keep the Pope in your thoughts and prayers.
How old is Pope Francis?
88.
Oh, wow. Yeah, pneumonia at 88 is not a good idea.
That's not good.
No.
It's not good at all.
So I wanted to do a little KFC news here because we do have a KFC in the building and I'm quite emotionally invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
KFC plans to move corporate employees in Louisville to Texas. They're relocating 100 corporate employees to foster collaboration among brands and employees. The move involves transferring these employees to the KFC and Pizza Hut global headquarters in Plano, Texas. And this will also impact 90 remote employees.
So are we calling it Texas Fried Chicken now? Is it now TFC?
Mm-hmm. Well, their corporate offices will be maintained in Louisville. They're just doing some Texas stuff, too.
So I gotcha.
There's going to be like a Texas
remnant. So there's going to be a little remnant left behind.
Yes, yes, yes.
Changes in fast food.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris has signed with the Creative Arts Agency following in the footsteps of former President Joe Biden. I just keep laughing about this because a couple weeks ago on the show, I was like, this is so stupid. Why is he signing with a talent agency? And I just kind of went off. And someone on Twitter said, like, why are you so mad? And I'm like, I'm really not. I just kind of doing a thing.
Rage sells.
The more I think about it, the more it makes sense. It you get why it kind of hits people the wrong way initially, where it's like, oh, you went from politics and now you're signing with a talent agency. But it makes sense because they write books and they do speeches and stuff. So
it's all about the appearances.
Yeah. I hate it too, though. I really hate that we have a setup that people will then exploit after the fact, because then it puts people in a position where you don't necessarily run for office because you want to do good things and help people. You run for office because you'll set yourself up to make a buttload of money later on. I know that's not the intent of all of them, but it just feels icky.
For some reason, Dave Glover has texted us a picture of the monkey mask.
Uh-oh.
All of us, the Dave Glover Show.
Let's see here.
Text.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say question mark.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on with headlines.
Is that what it feels like after you get the pellet?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Okay. A man was ejected from Emma Raducanu's match in Dubai for fixated behavior towards the tennis star. And I do apologize if I'm saying her name wrong. I always struggle with her name. But Emma won the U.S. Open a couple of years ago. Very beautiful tennis star, and she's being stalked currently. This is really sad. And the guy was like sitting in the rows very close to where she was playing. And at one point she went and she was like hiding behind the ref's chair to try to get away from this person. They need better security when it comes to stuff like
this.
Yeah,
that sport has had a lot. I mean, I think more problems than any other.
Well, and they're very, it seems like they're pretty lax with security where it's just like, oh,
you get
stars
pretty close.
Right there. Yeah.
I mean, you saw how easy it was, and it's a long time ago, but you saw how easy it was for that guy to run and stab Monica Seles. And he literally feet away. You just jump a wall that's thigh high. Not that that's going to happen again. I mean, the fact that it's happened once is encouraging, but there's still this weird behavior, how close you can get.
Yeah.
They're not that many. I mean, I guess you can get that close to an NBA player if you get courtside seats.
Sure.
So, you know, it's just a little bit different to jump out and assault a guy that's 6'10", 280.
Exactly. As opposed to maybe like a 5'9".
By the way, Kristen just commented on the Facebook page that was just Dave's bored in the waiting room face.
It's just kind of like his catch-all greeting for us.
It's kind of like aloha, right?
Yeah, exactly. It can mean a lot of different things. Let's skip this story. Boys to Men are taking Capitol Hill. The R&B group is leading an effort to improve pay for artists. They want radio stations to start paying artists as what we already pay music publishers and songwriters,
right?
But they want radio stations to start directly paying performers as well.
You know what's going to happen if you get that?
They're not going to play
the radio stations are going to shut down.
Yeah,
right.
They will not play music anymore. You'll have nothing but talk stations, because that would be the end of that structure. I mean, it already is what it is. And when your competition is streaming and you pay a subscription service for that anyway, why would you? Like, that's going to have to get passed along to somebody. It's not like the companies are just going to be like, well, I guess we'll do this. We'll just change formats and make money a different way. I know that's how a lot of places would look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel for musicians, though. Like, this is probably the worst time. The worst time to make money being a musician by recording music, selling records and things. But maybe the best time to ever be seen. Because you can go on YouTube, you can get on TikTok, you can put yourself out there, but that doesn't necessarily make you money. All the money is in live shows, which is what we talked about a week ago, which is why all the concerts are so expensive, because they don't sell records anymore. And they make money from Spotify and Apple Music, but it's not very much.
We talked earlier in the show about how only 2 out of 2,000 people in a study were able to accurately pick out what was a deep fake and what wasn't, which is very troubling. Well, building on that, only a third of Americans say that they trust AI, only 32%, while their counterparts in other countries sit at the other end of the spectrum. For example, 72% of people who live in China say they trust AI. 49% of the world overall says they trust AI. Do you think that's just an American sentiment of just like, I don't trust this new thing?
All right. So I have a non-factual, just gut take that people in other places are more trusting because what they normally see is what they're allowed to see and not everything.
And if you're in China, don't you have to say you believe in it?
Right, that's a good point. Yeah, who are those 27% who are saying
But I mean, like, they literally, like, their government blocks what you can and can't see, what services you can see and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried with TikTok, but obviously it never really fully happened. But we have the exposure to everything, which is, I think, what makes us more suspicious. Plus, I do think that there's, I don't know, David, maybe the way to put this is kind of like that street smartness, that street awareness that a lot of people have from growing up in tougher neighborhoods. We've seen a lot, you know, we've seen some stuff, know how to handle ourselves in a fight. We can smell when something's coming. And I think maybe in other places, it's not like that.
Maybe.
We're a little more suspicious.
That. Yes.
Yeah. And I think in a good way, I think we should be suspicious. Doesn't mean you have to crap on it and write it off, but having a little healthy skepticism is probably a good idea.
I agree.
Dave, don't throw any fishes on my porch. We'll see you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Joey.
How you doing? Back in on DGS. Now, Dave texted us the picture of the monkey mask, and because we're idiots, we didn't figure out what he meant.
Yeah, I don't.
He's like, duh, you could show it to everybody on the stream.
Right, right,
I'm going to do this with the camera on my phone. That's the monkey mask for those of you that have never seen it. That is what
anguished.
Dave says. Yeah, that is not a happy monkey.
Mm-mm.
That is a stressed out monkey. That is a scared monkey. So that's the point was we could play a little show and tell. And we're all like, duh, why did Dave send us the monkey
I'm like,
mask?
Why did he do this?
We're like, why would he do that? We're just trying to like read meaning into it. And Kristen just said, dear God.
Oh, Randy wants to know if Kevin works out.
No, I don't. I was born this way.
Yeah.
Just came out just that way. Happened.
He was a buff, very buff baby. Have you ever seen Adventure Time? Do you know that show?
No.
It's good. It's not on anymore, but
there's a buff baby on it.
Yeah, there's a buff baby.
Oh, there's
baby.
A buff
like,
baby
I'm
on
a
it.
Buff baby who can dance like a man.
Oh, man. Speaking of shows, Rach, you had a thing about TV shows.
Oh, man. Life is good when you have new TV shows coming up. That's all I have to. I love The White Lotus on HBO, and the third season just started on Sunday night, and I am in heaven. I'm like, the next 8 weeks, I have something to look forward to. I've got to get my cozy clothes, get some snacks. I got a show going. What more do you want out of life? Seriously.
That's a fantastic question. It's funny because my wife and I, we kind of track them because we do the whole streaming service shuffle.
Okay.
So if there's a time where we're not watching anything on Paramount, we'll cancel it for a little while. And then when something comes back, we're going to watch it. So we're always kind of tracking
responsible.
It. Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
Susan is very fiscally responsible.
I would be more like Dave. I'm like, I don't know. I have all of these. Watch them. But yeah, when you know you've got good stuff.
Oh, man, there's nothing better.
Nothing better at all.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.